Next thing, I want to hear how all of us sing on our own so we can figure out where we're going wrong. This is not an audition, so relax. But if you don't sing good, you're out of here. Chris, you're first. Sing anything you want. Let me hear it.
Okay.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the game. I just want to be at the game. I would like to eat at the game. I'd like popcorn and candy and the home team at the game.
Boom.
How do I say goodbye?
What do you mean, why am I playing this?
Why? Why this song?
You really have to ask why this
song
is getting
played?
Are
we on right now?
Oh, we're on.
Why is this? Why are you playing this song?
Really?
Yes. Why?
I have to spell out. First of all, there should be no need for a special occasion.
Is this because of Whitney?
To play The Boys Who Became Men.
I'm so mad at the song right now.
But maybe I am playing it because one of our black celebrities got called home to Jesus today. Well, not today, but earlier in the week. Maybe this is because of Whitney. Maybe you're right. Fact, you are, Veronica.
I'm so angry right now.
Why are you so angry?
Because what's his face? I'm not even saying his name anymore. What's his face?
Well,
you
need to. This is radio. You need
whatever.
To say something. Indicate who you're talking about.
Everybody who's listening knows who I'm talking about.
The guy you've been war-banging and you're planning to fly out to that
third world
land to bang some more?
I'm not going to the third world country. We haven't even spoken since that last conversation.
All right. Okay,
no,
what about
but
him?
We went to the Mariah concert, and we both love Boyz II Men, so we would...
You guys went to a Mariah Carey concert together.
Yeah, he loves Mariah, apparently. Whatever.
Oh, you were doing a gay guy.
He is not gay.
You were doing a gay guy.
Speaking of, though, I have a story about a gay... Well, I don't know. We'll see.
No straight man. You know what I like about Mariah Carey?
What's that? I swear to God, he's not gay. Like, that I will defend him on. He's absolutely... There's no way.
The secret marriage he was hiding from you was to a dude. How's that sound?
Well, she did look a little...
There
I'm
you
not
go.
Gonna say that. That's very mean of
it's
me.
It's like A-Rod.
I am sure
he's
she's a lovely girl.
That look diesel
he's
as
just
hell.
A liar. Whatever. Anyways, we would talk about Boyz II Men and listen to Boyz II Men while we were.
Mariah Carey was good at one time.
Mariah Carey
when it was
is
like,
amazing. Don't
no,
even go
I don't
there.
Care about her voice. There was like this 5-year window where she was just brick
smoking
ass
hot.
House. Yeah.
Oh. The honey video. I'll give her that one.
Always
she was hot.
A horrible face, like a bowling ball. Like Jay-Z in a wig.
Mariah?
Oh, I hate
you
her
think?
Face. I hate
oh,
her
I
damn
think she's
face.
Pretty.
Ugh, no.
I think she's really pretty.
Ugh, I hate that dome, but all the body.
See, and I think her face is prettier than her body now.
Oh.
She's got the weirdest boobs.
Yeah, they're huge. They're weirdly massive.
Right?
Yes, right.
You know, she's a tall girl. She's like,
oh, she's like
5'11
or something.
5'11,
yeah.
She's
she
tall.
Is titanic. I don't
she's
care.
She's a big person.
I would climb that.
I'm sure you would.
I would Pooh Bear up that tree trunk to get to those pots of honey.
That song just made me so angry. You have no idea.
Really? Well, yes. We talked through it, and we can't have that, so.
So you can start it over?
If my laptop will cooperate. Yeah, there we go.
That's great.
Folks, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Hopefully not sounding too Chris Bermany with my sore throat. What, I'm sounding rough?
You are. Yeah.
I thought it was the
sounds
mic
like
distorting
like you're gargling
me.
Glass.
Yeah, yeah. That meth smoker's voice just goes right down the trachea and burns
it's appropriate.
It
appropriate. That's what happened to Whitney's voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Ouch. Sorry. Maybe a little too soon.
No, it wasn't.
She destroyed her chords. I mean, come on. Let's be real. She did.
I want to welcome you to the show, Veronica, my lovely co-hostess. Thank you.
Hello, hello.
You can listen to Papa's Basement live every Saturday, 3 to... Okay, I got it. Sorry, I can't.
And I'm like getting into it.
No, can't take it anymore.
Gonna start singing along.
You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, except for the Saturdays we take off. That would have been last week. Veronica, you had tea time?
Yes, I did. It was very lovely.
Glad to hear it. Mm-hmm. You're off the hook. Apparently, the discussion of tea time scares anyone. They do not want to hear about tea
what
time.
What are you talking about?
Everyone was like, dude, don't want to hear about tea time.
That's fine.
So you're safe.
That's okay.
I, as you can tell from my voice... Pretty much since last Tuesday, I've had the full-blown AIDS. So we're talking almost 2 weeks of... We're going to get into it. I have genuine questions about my immune system. And what is wrong with me and my health? I mean, this happens at least once a year.
Yeah, it happens to everybody once a year. It's called flu season. Well, you're not special. You don't have the AIDS. You're not that cool.
I don't think
sorry.
I have AIDS.
You're fine. You are a hypochondriac.
I get tested for AIDS like yearly.
Quit banging random people and you won't have to worry about the AIDS, John. Really.
But that's
if you would just wrap it up, you'd be fine.
Yeah, it's not so much
I know
they're
you
random,
hate that.
It's the other part. Yeah.
Yeah, no, really. No, they are random and you don't wrap it up and that's your problem.
That's the thrill.
Because if you were unwrapped with a girl that you've known for a while and that you were dating and in a committed relationship with, you probably
it's never that part. But I mean, like I know them. They're my friends. And then I just,
You're a spreading disease. You are a dirty, dirty person.
I don't think I have anything. I mean, I don't. Okay, whenever I go
to the free. For the sake of everybody you're banging, I hope not.
When I go to the free health clinic, they test me for like all the really scary crap. Yes, when I go
to Planned Parenthood.
No, I go to the free one where it's just a bunch of coughing Mexicans.
Ugh.
And I walk out with tuberculosis every time.
Awesome.
But
no STDs, but every
no
viral
STDs.
Infection.
Yeah, exactly.
You can possibly
fungi get. And everything else. I'm dying. But they test you for I think the syphilis. I'm just going to put the in front of everything.
The
gonorrhea, like the U. The AIDS. So I'm clear on the big ones, like the ones that can actually kill people.
That's nice.
Now the stuff where you like wake up and you're like, oh, I really itch down there.
Oh, John.
I don't know.
The HPV is running rampant.
Yeah, I'm probably. Is that the one like doesn't show on a guy, but you can
yeah,
go, oh,
but
yeah.
But can kill a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for that cervical cancer.
I probably got that.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm safe,
glad you're
though,
smiling
right?
about that.
I'm safe, right?
You are an SOB, man. Let me
what?
Tell you.
Everyone should have their little injections against that by now. Show's website is inpapasbasement.com in case you want to download every episode we've ever done, as well as check out my writing. Try to put up a little something every day of the week. Find us on Twitter, at Papa's Basement, and Facebook.com/Papa's Basement. I think that's it for the plugs. I think we can get to the show.
You should talk that everybody can see you.
Yeah, if you go to fcac.org/WEBR, you can watch the side of my face on the webcam right now. See the mighty hunch of my back as I lean into the microphone. There's a slope, right? I can't
it's
really
hot.
Look. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a slope.
That like slowly forming hunchback.
Yeah, the Mr. Burns hump as my shoulders roll into my teats and
ew.
My spine buckles. And
you poor guy.
Yeah, it's not going to be kind.
No.
Father time. Going to do bad things to me. I mean, look what he's starting
with. I mean,
he
already
with.
Is.
Exactly. Already balding a little up front, going gray. Ugh.
Yuck.
But let's talk about it. Let's talk about my health. Because you claim there's nothing really special about what happens to me. That like once a year at least for a week.
Not a big deal, dude. It happens to everybody.
And I beg to differ. Because I want to, first of all, anything that happens to me is special. Let's just put it
Dad,
out.
Dad, your mom.
Me makes it special. Me taking a dump, that was a special dump. The pipes are happy that they got to take that. If a sanitation worker is walking through the whole sewage system and one of mine floats by, he pulls off his hat like a soldier in a casket just went.
I can't even joke about that. That's like, damn. I'm glad you're amusing yourself. Everybody else is crying in pain.
I am. Here's the first thing that I think might be a little different, though, about what happens to me mm-hmm. on at least a yearly basis, maybe twice a year. Normal person, they get a flu bug, and it turns into the flu, the same as everyone else had, same mm-hmm. symptoms as the person that gave it to them, correct?
I think it affects people differently. I don't know. I
think
different symptoms show themselves more or less in different people.
Because here's the strange thing. My body will take any germ, any sort of flu, sniffles, whatever, and like a serial killer where it like he'll see a different looking woman, but in his head it's like, oh, it's mom.
Same one.
Yeah. I turn it into the same sinus infection with the same pathology, the same like 2 week course of healing on it. It's sore throat, stuffed up nose. The severity of it can kind of go, you know, that is your one
question,
variable.
Question, does this happen when the seasons start changing too?
No, it's not allergies.
Because are you sure, John?
I'm very sure.
Are you sure?
Because
it's starting to get a little warmer out.
No, because
if it happens every year at this time.
No, it happens during the winter typically, when there wouldn't be any allergies.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's not an allergy thing. It's something.
Well, what does your doctor say at the free clinic?
I don't go to the free clinic. I don't waste anyone's free clinic time on this.
Ugh.
I used to, when I had human being insurance, I would go and scream and pay my $15 copay to get antibiotics, even though my doctor would just mock me the whole time and go, this is...
You're a wimp.
Well, no, he'd just go, this is a virus. This is a waste of time. I'm not going to give you antibiotics. And I'd be like, give me the effing antibiotics. I paid my copay for a reason.
You shouldn't take antibiotics unless you absolutely need them. Your body can build up.
Well, I was raised by my mom. Like,
we know
that. Have you ever really met her? Have you ever seen her around a sick person?
No, I've never met your mom.
Sounding like this, 2 weeks down the pike, she's still like, John, I think you need to go in. And I'm like, Mom, I feel like 90% better. I literally just
have her ass. That's not just your mother.
She's so persuasive and like anal and just needling you about it.
That happens when you live with them. She's there to needle you every time. When my mom starts preaching, I just don't reply to her emails.
Well, I literally will walk out, you know, or shut my door
or
and be like,
send
the jello.
Door.
Send the jello to my room.
I'm on my dinner later.
Exactly.
In bed, mommy. We got to write a movie about your life. It would be so funny.
I mean, it'd be sad funny. It would be like the original ending of Clerks where Dante gets robbed and murdered after his long, tough day. Oh, you need to watch that. It's a good one.
I need to make a list of all the movies that people tell me, oh, you have to watch this.
There's a lot, I bet.
And then I just nod, shake my head, and watch Thor. Like,
yeah, I was
going to
say,
I
don't think you're the biggest movie watcher. Not like a good movie watcher, at least.
I don't need to watch the ones that are going to change my life. I watch them for dumb entertainment.
You're like, oh, Channing Tatum. Flick, flick,
yes,
flick.
Chris Evans. Oh, my God.
Is that Thor?
Are you kidding me? No. Captain America.
Captain America.
Holy mother of ass.
Is he a bit of a butterface, the Captain America?
No.
Okay.
He's so pretty.
Really?
Things that I would do
I get,
for an
you'd,
hour
you'd
with
have
that
sex
man.
With them. That's the thing you'd do. Whatever people say, the things you do, there's not a lot of fanciness to it. It's like I'd achieve erection, and then
Let
I would. All right.
I think he's number one on my list right now.
Captain America. He's like a funny dude. He's on talk shows, like stuff I listen to.
Beautiful.
He's like real dirty and talks about hating himself and stuff. I like it.
That's hot.
Really? Self-loathing is that?
Yeah.
Being like, I'm a horrible piece of crap?
Self-loathing, self-deprecation.
Really?
I don't mind it.
Oh, then I'd do okay with you then.
No, absolutely not.
I thought
Because you do it and you get that like puppy dog, love me face.
Please
wanna,
stop
like,
me.
Punch you.
Tell me it isn't the case. Tell me everything I'm
Mitch
saying is
told
a lie.
Mitch told me once, he was like, I'm a bad guy, you know? He was like, I'm the devil. And I was like, that's so hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I think when guys say it, the girl has to be already attracted to him. And then it's like,
Oh,
I have a bad side.
Because every girl wants to.
Because I go into details. I'm like, I'm just going to neglect you and cheat on you and like steal
appealing.
Food off your plate. Yeah, exactly. You get into the details of how you're a bad guy. No one likes that.
Yeah, no.
It's like, I'm going to try to F your sister. She's attractive enough. And
let me tell you, I've gone out with some guys lately. And if I had met their brothers first, let me tell you.
Oh, it's
so,
so bad when it's the sister. And it's the same case. And
please tell
like,
me you've never banged one of your girlfriend's sisters. Did I say that right?
Yeah, well, I haven't yet. Like, there's multiple people where, like, I could bang their sister, but I'm not wickedly attracted to the sister, but I want
don't,
to say I've banged two sisters.
Let me tell you, when I go home to Belleville, my brother's friends still are... I'm 31 years old. They're 33.
Yeah.
They still... Oh, no way. Dude, you're Johnson's sister. You're Johnson's little sister.
Well, you can't bang a friend's sister. That's weird as hell.
That's ridiculous. Why?
Like, seriously, why?
Yeah. Why can't you date a sister?
You would have to date
sister?
Seriously.
Well, duh.
Do you want to date seriously some guy back
could see
in Michigan?
Some of my brother's friends.
It's still weird to them because, like, you're banging them and you see your friend's face. Like, you don't look 100%
I do not look like my brother.
In some ways, you're going to.
No, that's disturbing.
Yeah, that's why they're not on top of you. They're saying the same thing. That is disturbing.
I do not look like my brother.
I'm sure you do to some extent.
You know what? I will tell you, though. It was funny. One of my little brother's friends, I was home over the summer. We were all on the boats on the dock.
And... Are you trying to bang them or the older ones?
I'm not trying to bang any of them, but
it sounds
all
like
three
it.
Of my brothers have cute friends. I actually have hooked up with one of my brother's friends, the little one, Andrew, one of his friends.
So how young was the friend?
He's like 4 years younger than me.
Eh, okay.
Yeah, not a big deal.
I guess not. But, we're at that age where like 4 years isn't a big deal. Do you remember when 4 years
it
meant
like
you're going
no
to jail?
Way. Yeah.
Like you're a 21-year-old nailing a 17-year-old and people are like, dude, get your life together.
I date guys now who are younger than my little brother Andrew, and it blows my mind sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, you're younger than my brother.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
What the hell? It's legal.
Then it's not a big deal. Like, I think Mitch was younger than all of them.
I remember I was 20 in college, and there was a really hot 17-year-old back at home that totally wanted to lose the V card to me. And I didn't pull the trigger because I was like, you're only 17. And now I wouldn't do it for legal reasons, but it's like, what the hell?
Like, what were you worried about?
Seriously.
All
it's
legality
sex,
thing.
Man. It's not like it's consensual. You're not harming anyone. Who cares?
Yeah. Agreed.
This country warps you about things like that.
So uptight.
It is. I'm not saying cruise for 17-year-olds. And if it fell in my lap, I wouldn't, unless I was in a state where it's legal.
You know what, though?
Or Britain.
No, I'm not going to get it.
What a refined country they have. 16.
16?
People
legal
plow
age of
high
consent?
Schoolers all the time
Seriously?
In Britain. Yes. It is no big deal.
You know what,
Bang
though?
Bang a 16-year-old, pull out a knife,
when
eat a meat
When you were
pie.
16, you were determined that you were, I mean, come on. I don't know a 16-year-old who isn't insistent on the fact that they're an adult and they should be able to do what they want.
That's
so,
not, like, they must
right.
be the
you
want to
be an adult,
horriest things on
it.
Earth. Yeah.
Do
yeah, it must be the
on.
Easiest lay. Talk about Atomic Kitty or whatever the hell they listened to 10 years ago and nail it out.
God, 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years. What was I? 21. 20.
Yeah. 21. Mm. At Miami, loving life.
I had just dropped out because my dad died. I was drinking heavily. It was fun. Loving life.
That was the most painful. That was fun.
That was that was the one period of heavy alcoholism in my life where I just
screw it. Let me drink.
Yeah, I was buying a lot of whiskey, a lot of Johnny Walker.
Ouch.
Just drinking and banging every one of my friends. Like every
How do you get your friends to sleep with you like that? Why do you want to sleep with your friends like that?
Because it's easy. And like
But doesn't it complicate the friendship?
No, because I'm not weird in bed. Like I like my thing and your thing until it finishes. I don't have any weird fetishes, so
no,
like people look me
like
in the eye
the
next day.
After.
I was drunk. I didn't care. I just like all my friends were like, "Oh, I feel so bad for you," and then I'd be like, "Well, if you feel that bad," and then the next day they left, and then they felt bad.
That's. But are you still friends with these people?
Yeah, all of them.
That is so random. I could never sleep with all of my guy friends and still be
still walk
with
straight.
Them. Hey.
Boom. I don't know. It's not that weird to me. Like, again, it's weirder if the friend is into something strange and it's like, I can't finish until you pee on me. Then,
so gross.
Yeah, it's like, I don't want to go out with a burger.
See, no, I think about the guy friends who
see
really
tomorrow,
are just 100% platonic.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, like you, I just can't imagine going there.
When I was younger, I wasn't okay with any platonic friend. Like, I just saw it as a sign I'd failed with them. Now there's
and now
like,
you're like, free piece of A.
Now it doesn't bug me as much if I have a female friend and I haven't hooked up with her.
Oh, it doesn't bug you anymore now.
Not so much, no.
So they were, back then, it was kind of a...
Back then, I was like how the hell did I land in the friend zone? Yeah, like, unless my friends were wildly unattractive.
How did you land in the friend zone? It's the puppy dog face you get.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Hey,
that's the same face that got him in bed, I guess. I remember I was drinking heavily and banging a lot. And putting up depressing IM messages, because this was before MySpace and all that.
Oh my gosh. Didn't I meet you through MySpace?
Yes, you did.
I think you sent me a little friend request thing.
I probably just sent you some BS message and we talked from there.
That's funny. MySpace was good for that, though. Meeting.
It was great.
People.
You couldn't do that at all with Facebook. Like,
no, people are different with Facebook. It's more personal.
Well,
I
you
guess.
Simply can't comb for a group of people. you can't, like MySpace, you want to know how you stalked on MySpace? I'll tell you right now.
Parameter.
You would literally just say female within 20 miles of zip code X, single or divorce.
I forgot about that.
And then you would just be like, cute, open a new tab. Cute, open a new tab. Cute, open a new tab. Then you would comb their profile for pertinent information.
I totally forgot about that.
I like movie XYZ as well. This band also sucks, blah, blah, blah. Show me your tees. And you would just play the numbers. But I still have friends that, yeah, I met, like, trying to nail off MySpace. And, like, I keep up with them. I don't think I've met anyone.
You know they have Match.com for that now, right?
Yeah.
Not totally gone.
Eh.
You just got to pay for it.
But that's weird. Because Match, the guard is up, if that makes sense.
Yeah, people actually expect that you want to be in a relationship. There is that whole, you know, hurdle to get
over. That's not my style. I don't want to, like...
Go to plentyoffish.com.
I don't want to, like, joust you.
You should start a
site. I want to get behind you and stab you in the back with a dagger.
You should start a new site called bang.com where people can create hookup profiles.
Bang.com?
Something, I don't know.
I'm sure, first one, I'm sure bang.com
exists. It already
exists,
yeah.
Two.
Shall we find out?
You can go to bang.com. I know of a book called Bang.
Oh, wait. Now I'm not going there. That's going to be all kinds of gross stuff.
There's literally a book called Bang, one of those pickup artist books. But I don't think he has bang.com. He probably has bangthebook.com.
Bang the book.
Yeah. Sounds gross.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Harry Potter scene. What?
Not really.
Like a NC-17
cut? Makes me think you've never seen Harry Potter ever.
I never have seen any of the Harry Potters.
Seriously?
Seriously.
How?
I've read them.
What?
I've read them.
Do you not want to see them because you liked the books or something?
That's kind of it. I've never heard critically that all except like the last few were really that good. And when they started coming out, I'd only read like half of the books.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, screw this. I don't want them telling me what everyone looks like as it is. I now see that Daniel Radcliffe is Harry and the bushy-haired bitch is Hermione. What was her name?
Emma Watson.
That's it. Oh, she was. I don't get the whole thing with her.
Oh, I think she's pretty. She has a really cute. She cut all her hair off. It's cute.
She looks like a little dude.
Little pixie cut.
She looks like a Spartan surprise.
Apparently, short hair is in right now. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, same with dudes.
Dudes are in right now.
Yeah, dudes into dudes. They love short hair.
Dudes into dudes. Oh my god.
I don't get it. Never.
The dude thing. Dudes on dudes.
I don't. That I get. Some guys, they want to have sex with other men. God bless.
Oh, it makes me so angry to see really cute guys dating other really cute guys. We need your genes, man. You need to, like, make babies and keep the world pretty.
I don't give it much thought one way or the other. But the chicks with short hair don't.
I thought about cutting my hair off before.
Like, how short? You would actually look... okay. And that's the best that can be said.
See, that's the... Yeah.
About anyone who has short hair.
It takes too long to grow my hair out there. I would never cut it that short.
Any woman
would cry. I would cry until it's long again.
Oh, I remember when I used to have long hair when I was a punk teen and I shaved it all off. I was devastated. It was like a year's worth of work.
I can't imagine you with long hair.
Oh, yeah. It was all like
curly
and shaggy.
Oh, God. Please don't ever do that again. Ever, never, never.
It was great. I was
the coolest kid
in school.
No, never.
No, I wasn't.
You were that greasy, like...
I wasn't greasy.
Mean-looking...
Yes.
Emo...
Not emo, headbanger
kid.
In the day. Yes.
Okay, same thing.
I had the Metallica t-shirts and the boots.
Oh, my gosh.
The wallet chain.
To Poison.
Poison?
Were you grunge or were you...
No, I hated grunge. I was metal. That was my allegiance.
Have you ever heard of Metal School?
No.
Or they're not Metal School anymore. They are... Oh my God, I totally don't remember. I'll have to look it up.
Steel Panther.
Yes.
Yes.
Have you ever seen them live?
No. Every girl loves them live, though.
No, I hated them. I was there with my brothers. It was so awkward.
I've heard it's a hilarious
show. They stopped doing covers, which is what I really wanted to see. And what my brother was, he followed them all the time in San Diego. And he really wanted to hear the covers. And they do their own material now.
But it's all comedic.
Stuff. It is, but it's all about.
Like banging chicks.
Going,
it's funny.
Yeah. It's awkward. I'm like. Hi, little brothers. Want another
beer?
Yeah,
I think they have one song, Asian Hooker. So, stop playing with that chord, by the way. It's picking up.
You know.
I know what.
That I have to have, like, play with something. So you just need to bring me toys or something next week. Like a stress ball or something.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Something that won't make noise.
I thought you were going to do the ping pong trick for me.
No. Thanks.
It's my birthday next week.
No, I don't care.
I don't get anything for my birthday?
I'll bring you a cupcake.
Really?
Is your birthday on Saturday, next Saturday?
No, next Sunday.
Maybe I'll make you a cake.
24 hours.
I'll make you a boob cake.
Is that where you like smear icing on your...
No. Sorry.
I wanted that kind of boob cake.
No. You're not getting the whipped cream bikini. It's not going to happen.
Yeah. That sounds unsanitary. At least the bottoms. Especially for me, if I'm licking it off, but you, if you have to like get it in there, I mean...
The visual of that just totally creeps me out.
You know, doesn't have to be creepy. Sorry, dude.
It is. You're like my brother.
It's all good.
Yep. I'll bring you a cake.
As long as I get something.
Okay.
I'm just saying Kate gave me a lap dance for my birthday last year.
Well, you know what? I'll have Kate come in and do that again for you. How about that? That'll be my present for you. Kate, next Saturday, you got to come.
I may very well call in Kate for another
lap dance. Kate should come in next week. I would love to do a show with her. I think that'd be fun.
Kate's fun.
And then we could gang up on you and talk about boys all hour long.
I don't think Kate's going to be as much of an ally as you think she is.
Yeah, I know. I've heard her show. You and her are pretty similar, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kate just wants to sit around and eat crap and maybe have sex, but mostly play video games.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, boy.
She's...
That was not that slick, by the way.
Oh, really?
Everyone totally heard
killed
that.
Killed the mic to cough.
I was like, what's he doing?
Shall we get to her?
Get to what?
Shall we get to her?
The Whitney. It's kind of sad. I got to tell you. I was pretty bummed when I found out. I like the Whitney.
Why did I say that? Because there was like a little bit, just a little bit of sick talk that I wanted to finish up. And I just remembered it. I lost my outline. Outline for the day.
Too late. We're on Whitney.
I can't talk about the fact that I got two massive nosebleeds in my sleep and I didn't realize what they were. So I was just like wiping at them like I thought they were snot. And then the next day I woke up with a red arm.
You know,
just smeared in blood.
The listeners are loving that one. And if you have nosebleeds like that, you need to go see a doctor.
But I don't want to spend the money.
Dude.
It's like $100.
Go in. Because it could be something a little serious.
Like a Glenn Brenner tumor or something?
Or, I don't know. It could be, if it affects you and it's constantly giving you sinus infections, the slightest flu virus or whatever, if it's turning into something bigger, it could be a bigger issue and you should go get checked out.
Maybe.
Nosebleeds are not good.
I felt kind of cool. I felt like good.
And next week, we'll be talking about John's death following the Whitney's.
That's fine. I was too pretty for 31 anyhow.
Oh, my God.
You guys wouldn't even know how to run the board if I died.
Yes. Sweetheart, I've taken two tech classes. I could pull it off.
Really?
I promise you. It's been a while. I'd have to play with it, but I could figure it out.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Two for two on the unintentional sex talk today, Veronica.
What?
Been a while. Haven't played with it. But I could figure it out. And then there was Bring Me Toys.
You need to get your head out of the gutter. I was talking about the board, and you know it.
Now we can get to Whitney. Now that I talked about my rusty pipes.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys.
What did Whitney mean to you? Whitney Houston, who, of course, left us.
What did she?
Went home to white Jesus. I'm not going to have that black Jesus thing up in here.
Oh, my God. He's Middle Eastern Jesus.
He's Jewish Jesus.
He is Jewish Jesus.
He's bronze Jesus with hair like lamb's wool.
He's tan Jesus.
Huh?
With ash blonde hair. Or so says the Catholic
Church. You don't like, the Catholic Hitler Jesus, the blonde and blue Jesus?
I don't know. Whatever.
I like the Greek church Jesus. He looks pretty...
Greek?
Yeah. Pretty dusky.
Don't you like that?
How we all take Jesus...
Insert him into a... What we look like?
Yeah, but no one does that with Santa.
I was just thinking.
I mean, like, you'll see like black Santa occasionally.
I've seen a few black Santas.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it like
St. Nicholas?
Like a depiction thereof or like actually on the street?
Depiction.
Okay, I was going to say.
A cartoon or something.
Like an actual black dude in a Santa costume.
I have seen that before.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I think so. These new bangs. They're not going to make it long.
Why?
Because they're driving me crazy.
You keep playing with them and you're going to just pull them out at some point?
No, I'm going to like super glue them to my head.
Well, Whitney's gone.
She is, and it is sad.
God needed a drug addict.
John.
What?
I read a comment somewhere. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't about Whitney. It was about a girl who killed herself. Never mind. Sorry. No, some insensitive jerk on the chick who was a quadriplegic after she jumped into a pool. I'm sorry. I know this is a totally different topic, but some jerk on one of the boards said.
What board?
She's not the comment boards or whatever.
I don't know what story this is, though.
There was this girl who dove into a swimming pool a few years ago. She hit her head. It was too shallow. She became quadriplegic because of it. And she hated her life as a quadriplegic. Who would like it? And she researched laws and like will to die, suicide, stuff like that. She decided she wanted to end her life. So mm-hmm. she went about it via starvation. And it took a couple months and she starved herself to death. Her family knew what was going on. Her doctors knew what was going on. And somebody on the...
I wish I had that kind of willpower.
That's... Well, when you're a quadriplegic...
I would go 7 hours and then smell a pizza down the hall.
Anyways, some insensitive jerk on one of the boards said something about how she's not going to Jesus. She's going straight to hell. It's like, take your religious ranting somewhere else. Really? It's a sad story.
Well, people should be allowed to die whenever the hell they want. Life sucks. Life sucks if you got your arms and legs.
Who are we to tell anyone what they should and shouldn't do? That is the point of this country. Like, come on.
Well, I mean, obviously there do have to be some boundaries. But when it's yourself.
I get it. But yeah, if what you want to do isn't going to negatively affect or impact anyone but you.
So what you're saying is you're cool with Whitney getting high all the time. That's how I'm going to tie that up right there.
I knew.
You
were going to go there.
I like that. Just bringing it right back.
You know what? People make decisions in their life, and they're going to do what they're going to do. I think it's really sad. I think she destroyed her
voice. Well, what was she to you? Because I know musically,
to me, she was an 80s pop icon. That's what she was.
When I was a kid, yeah, I knew that crap through the Chipmunks.
And yeah.
Like, however kids pick up on music when they're 5 or 6, I guess maybe you hear it in the car radio, stuff like that. I don't know. Maybe your parents played at home. Were you from a big musical household in terms of listening to current music? Because we had Raffi and like Greek songs.
Nothing
current.
We didn't have cable until I was 19. My parents liked ABBA and countries and oldies.
It's pretty good so far, not gonna lie.
I didn't mind it, but I did not grow up listening to, you know, the heavy metal that was popular back then. I had a Janet Jackson
like hair
CD.
Metal.
I remember listening to Debbie Gibson, Wilson Phillips, but I didn't have, you know, we didn't listen to the radio and listen to the Stones and stuff like that. Definitely wasn't like that.
It's just weird to me. I got into, I want to say Whitney was huge, like right when I was getting into all forms of MTV and that crap through that Bodyguard song, I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, same for me.
And so that was really my first exposure to Whitney. And I had to go back when I was older and just when I was getting into everything 80s and synth pop, I was like, those first few albums.
She did that song too.
Yeah.
I remember singing The Greatest Love of All in sixth grade choir. And I remember that's when I kind of.
They taught that to
recognized.
You?
That was one of the songs we sang. I remember singing.
And what year were you
in sixth
grade?
Because I remember thinking, oh God, I don't know.
Ballpark it.
I don't
work with me here.
How old is sixth grade again?
12.
So 91, 92.
So you were born in 79?
No, 80.
Okay.
No, but I was always the youngest one in my class.
You were one of those kids.
Yeah, I was young.
You didn't want to be the old kid?
I would have preferred to be the old kid.
Because the old kid was cool.
No, the old kid, I feel like the older kids were more developed and they did better.
Yeah.
So my kids will be the older
November,
kids in class.
The November birthday kid?
Yep.
You got screwed if you were, your parents were mean to you.
I was just a really smart little kid, so they thought I could do it. And I was fine.
Well, no, if you were smart, no, you're right. If you're smart, they would put you in the...
Earlier, they would start earlier instead of waiting a year. Because I was like 2 weeks within the cutoff. So they let me start, or they could have waited and I would have been one of the older kids in the class.
They should have waited.
But I was the youngest. Well...
The older kid was so
but I was,
big and
I
cool.
I was reading my older brother's work already. I was a smart kid, I guess.
You could have been smarter.
I know. It screwed me up with math, I think. I needed another year. Basic math stuff. I still can't do math.
Please stop drumming.
I'm sorry.
Please.
You can't help it.
Make that my birthday.
Oh my gosh. Totally helps to hear us, huh?
Oh, you finally turned your headphones on.
Yep.
At the 35 minute mark.
They were just on quiet.
Oh, God.
The little Linus is quiet.
This one has been rough. But they're always rough when we take a week off.
You know what?
Dan,
I listened to the last few shows.
Yes.
They're pretty funny.
The last few were good. This one's going to break the streak.
You think?
Oh,
I think this one's okay so far.
Do you?
I think it's always the ones that I'm like, that turn out pretty good.
Really?
I just think we're funny, John. Come on. Agree with me.
I think I'm an amazing judge of talent. So when I know that we're taking a crap, we're taking a crap. And I'm aware of it. It's a nice 60 minutes of like.
Well, now you've decided that it is. So now it's going to be.
But
thanks.
I always say that.
You do always say that.
I always say that.
You do.
That's.
And people are like, I love it. I love it.
Well, it disarms them at the very least. They're like, hey, you were right. I'm like.
That was
You
crap.
Said something nice. You know? At least
they're
correct.
Like, wow, at least he knows this is crap.
Yeah, it's like walking a girl into the bedroom and being like, this is not going to last long. 9 times out of 10, you'll probably exceed expectations.
Oh.
But.
See me, I'm thinking, oh, he means relationship, and he's still taking her to the bedroom. What
a
jerk.
No. I just mean 9 times out of 10, I'm able to put myself in that zone where I think of non-sexual things while having sex, and I last a while. But once in a while, I blow my concentration. And
just FYI,
very quickly.
When she says, that's okay, that's okay.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's never
totally
okay.
Totally lying. So never okay.
I mean, it's like I said, it's rarely an issue because I.
Why are we on this topic again? Were we talking about Whitney?
We were talking about Whitney Houston, and then we got to the fact that I can usually last a while because I jerk it a lot. That is just a 1-2-3 progression right there.
And as Will would call it, this is officially an abortion.
I think anyone could see how you get to from point A to point B there.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Whitney, though. I'm not saying this because I want to be daring or shocking or anything like that. And her talents in terms of her actual voice, no one can take that away from her. In its day, it was glorious.
I think she kind of took it away from her.
Well, yeah, she did a lot
of
drugs
and
ended up sounding like me.
Yeah. She did not sound good the last few years. She just.
Well, the last few years, she was doing a lot of rehab for the voice. And you could hear the times where she had, like, not fallen off the wagon and had done, like, a couple months. And you're like, oh, she.
She sounds okay.
Yeah, she's kind of back to normal or close.
And
then there are times she sounds like, she had. Walked on stage after doing a couple hits and a few shots and just sounded like dog ass.
Yeah.
But Whitney, even in her prime, one, never did challenging material.
Agreed.
Two, never wrote crap.
Nope.
And three, didn't really record much either. So it's like you got three albums of.
Of decent Whitney material. The rest of it is people.
That are uneven, by the way. Like, they have 5 good songs, then 5 pieces of filler crap.
Yeah.
So, while I respect her when she hit her high notes, if you will, she had like 10, like, her entire career is a greatest hits album. If you really want to get into it.
Agreed. And she only had enough material to make one greatest hits album. She is.
Yeah.
I mean, I know people like to compare her and Mariah, and there was always kind of that. Diva back and forth.
Well, I always
think
she's better
diva.
Than Mariah because Mariah does that. I have to hit every note in the room and I'm going to hold up my finger.
See, I think that's more Christina than it is Mariah.
Mariah
writes 99% of what she sings.
I'll give her that. But
Mariah is awesome.
She writes dumb songs.
Her octave, like her range is insane.
But I like Whitney more. I like that style where it's like, you know what? I'm
so damn good.
I don't have to shove it in your face. That's like having a 9-incher. It's just like, you know what? Sit on it.
So then what do you think about Christina Aguilera?
Oh, she's the pits. I effing hate her. She's the worst of the worst.
I think
now she's menstruating all over the place like
it was
a dog on the rag.
I read an article about that.
BS.
It was self-tanner, dude. Come on. And you know it was. You want it to be what you think it is.
I'm pretty sure she hit a high note and knocked out her tampon.
Yeah, pretty sure she didn't.
It was like a bouncing bomb hitting the Hoover. And just boom, liquid everywhere.
Sorry, dude. No. Self-tanner.
All right.
She looked like an Oompa Loompa that day. Totally makes sense.
She did that just because she's at a black funeral. She really had to tan it up.
She always tans it up.
She's become such a gross fat pig. It isn't. I mean, just a effing
she just
fat sow.
Looks dirty to me all the time. There was one picture of
like
her that I saw.
Big ass, but she just has that like dumpy fat. The baby ass. Did this to me. Look at my cottage cheese everywhere. Ass and thighs.
John.
Oh, she's gross. She's
you
gross.
Sound like Will right now.
No, she
it's
is.
Not an attractive sound.
Oh, she's horrible. Like
I don't think
because there was a day.
That.
First of all, you had Genie in the Bottle day, and she was like just skinny. And I've warmed up to the skinny broad because hey, at least they're not a big slop pile. You know, whatever. They got the necessary parts. They're not gonna hurt you when they hop on top. All good. And then there's like the dirty time, where you're like, she's gonna give me something, but it's worth it. And then after that, especially after the kid, she's just a mess, man.
See, I think she looked the best during her Candyman 40s.
What the hell was Candyman?
You never heard the song Candyman? Seriously?
No.
It's the album that she came out with that was kind of 40s inspired. It sounded like it practically is the same music as Bugle Boy. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy or whatever
that
song
sounds
is.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's a good song. It was a decent album. She had two CDs on that one, I think. It was decent. It wasn't that bad. I liked it.
Did she have like big tees or something? Like, how does she look like
she
a 40s girl?
Always has big tees.
No,
fake
she did.
Tees.
Oh, are they?
Oh my God, yes. Of course
I thought
they
she's
are.
Got like fat, and at least something good came of it.
No, dude, she totally got a boob job.
But she's fat enough to hide it.
No,
that's always so tricky.
I guess.
But if you're a big girl, you need to do that. I'm sorry.
You need to do what?
You need to get like big T's to even out the ass and all that. I'm not again, I guess this is Will territory.
It is. You're
if you've got a decent pair naturally. If you've got a decent pair naturally, don't do anything. But if you're like you got the big fat ass and thighs and everything, and you've really got little up top, I think you should.
But then you look big everywhere.
Yeah, but at least it's not just big in all the bad places. At least you're big in good places.
Well, you're
too.
A boob guy, though. There are some guys who like.
Yeah, I love
the other
teeth.
Side. Doesn't
like,
mean much.
I like
to them.
The other side too.
You know what?
What?
It's funny. I realized the longer that we're friends.
Yes.
That one of the guys I used to date. Is,
you did the air quote unquote.
Yeah. The whatever.
Yeah.
He's a really big boob guy. Like he loves boobs, and I'm like, I'm not.
Any guy really into boobs is very trustworthy.
No.
Really? I've never...
Actually, no.
That's
I
why
probably
I
could
implicitly
trust... I'm
trust,
talking boat boy, by the way.
I trust the British because they are a culture obsessed with tits.
Seriously?
Oh, they could care less about the ass.
Well, because look at their asses.
I know. It's just... Over there, it's like flat Irish asses and these...
Hey, I'm Irish.
Yeah, and you probably don't... Well...
I don't have a flat ass and you know it.
I don't really remember.
I've got some booty.
I'll look again.
No, please
On
don't.
The way out.
No.
You can't help it.
Ugh, gross.
You'll walk in front of me.
Ugh.
You'll
Knowing
want
that
first.
You're going to watch my ass is a little disturbing.
And I'll even knock your keys out of your
hand. I would have worn heels
like, pick them up.
If I'd known this was going to happen.
Don't bend at the knee.
Totally bending at the knee.
But over there, it's a huge, like they just have, I'm trying to remember what their big paper is, but it's just the page 3 girl every day who's like this topless broad in their version of the Washington Post. And they're massive.
Seriously?
Oh, there's nothing tasteful about them
They
either.
Put a naked chick
yes.
in the their equivalent of
yes.
the Post?
Yes.
What?
It's awesome.
That's
it's
sick.
So good. No, it's great because they're just these girls with like massive ones. They do not mess around over there.
Yuck.
And it's not the biggest island
want,
on Earth.
I would not want ginormous boobs. That would be painful to walk around
I'm
with
sure
all
it's
extra.
A pain in the ass, yeah. And you got to get like the really ugly bras.
Yeah, but I like the size that I am. I'm happy with it. I'm content.
All right, fine.
They do exactly what I need them to do.
I've never said that about any part of my body. I've never spoken the words I'm content. This is where you and I differ.
Yes, I'm happy with myself, and you continue to hate yourself.
Yeah, like you say that, and I just hear a dog whistle. Like it's just in a frequency I can't process.
Man, so that poor Whitney.
She has fallen so far off the map. Like,
yeah.
When her last relevant anything was what, 92, 93?
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah, I guess that was.
No,
it.
She came out with Your Love. And I think that,
that was 98
that
or something like
pretty
that.
Pretty big. But she never recaptured anything anything.
Well, that's a peak. Like
near, I Will Always Love You.
That's huge.
It is. You know, she really, I think.
It's not that she didn't like recapture that. She just didn't even challenge it.
I don't think you can recapture that.
You can't recapture it, no.
No. But you
Let's
know
keep
what?
Saying it's, recapture it a
it's,
lot.
It's funny, though.
Every listener kills themselves.
I remember when Faith Hill came out with the song from Pearl Harbor. Everybody was talking about how that was supposed to be her, I Will Always Love You. And Celine Dion's I Will Always Love You is. That was a good movie. I liked it.
Pearl
Josh
Harbor?
Josh Hartnett? Oh,
I thought it was Ben Affleck.
Love him. No, Josh. Give me Josh.
It's not Ben Affleck's not in
dirty
it.
Dirty now. He is in it.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
He's just not that cute.
He's got that big dumb Irish.
Hey,
what?
Quit banging on my people.
I'm not bashing your people. There's the average American broad is an Irish chick. It's fine. I'm just saying they have unattractive features. Every race has its attractive people and its unattractive people. And they fall, like,
you're right,
they tend to have the same trends.
Yeah, the Greek thing, I guess.
Everyone, I'm just saying, like, if you're
the
an ugly Irish person,
beautiful.
You've got the same.
What's an ugly trait from the Irish? Tell me.
Lousy skin a lot of times, like splotchy from the booze. Big,
what?
Dumb Kennedy teeth.
No, that's, no.
Oh, yeah, they can have big maws, the Irish. Like a craggy, like a on the
I'm
wind.
I'm trying to think of every
they can have
Irish
a really
person I know.
Strong Popeye jaw.
Are you hating on my jaw?
No, yours is fine. I'm saying like some Irish broads really have like a Stan Smith chin, like just massive, and they can have big foreheads too. Ben Affleck has a big Irish forehead, and the Irish curse, but that's for the men.
What's the Irish curse?
Never heard of the Irish curse?
No,
the real tiny wiener. The Irish curse.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm not saying
I don't
it's
think
true.
That's true at all.
It's just a term that's flung around. I can't say I've seen a ton of Irish sea in my day. As far as the women go, I have nothing really negative to say about the Irish.
Because they're beautiful.
I'm trying.
I can't even talk. I'm only like a quarter Irish. I'm an American mutt.
Yeah. I think one of my lousier people on the resume was half Irish, half French, but I'm going to attribute all the stench to the French half. Yeah.
French, what good are they?
She was like just a tan looking Irish, but like, oh, down there. Oh, it was a show.
It's the French.
And I wouldn't
it's
shut
totally
up.
It's totally the French.
It was the only, I've had two hookups where it was just lousy down there, where it smelled like carrion. And she was the only, like one was a one nighter, and she was the only one that I'd routinely hook up with. And I wouldn't shut up about it because I genuinely,
you
I was
told her.
Oh,
that,
like nonstop. I was like, you are horrible down there.
And she put up with it?
Oh, because it was like one of those, like, I just wanted to be friends with her. It was the opposite of my typical relationship dynamic that we've got into.
Totally.
I was cool with just being friends. And she was the one that was like, let's do more.
I
let's
love
do
you,
more.
I love
yeah.
You.
And I'm a dude. So I'm like, you're going to find me one of these nights. And I'm just like, okay. And it was a show down there. It was, oh.
This poor girl. I hope she's not listening right now.
It was like, I remember the one time I went down, it was like garlic and battery acid.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I could not get it out of my
what?
Mouth for hours.
Seriously?
Yeah, and it was to the point, I would not shut up about it, that she went to the gyno to shut me up. And she was like, yeah, I don't have any infections or anything like that. And she was really proud. I'm like, great. So you just stink there naturally.
So naturally, you're just.
Yeah, I'm like,
smelly,
this
smelly.
Has changed nothing about the fact you stink down there. It's just now you don't have an easy scapegoat for it. That's what you are.
Ouch.
It was bad.
That hurts.
Whenever my hand went down there, this story comes up every so often. Whenever I would go to, especially the first time, a finger, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to keep it clean so that we're not on
fail.
The 6 week. Parole list, whatever the hell we get.
We're going to be.
The probation. always. I don't think anyone's made it this far through the show. 350 is when we can get dirty pretty safely. But a hand went down there, and the next day I was eating a sandwich. And I'm like, is the lunch meat I used spoiled?
Okay, no, you're dirty. How about you wash your hands, you filthy slob?
I had multiple times,
me?
And I'd showered. It was that pungent. I had to learn to use palm olive. Every time I was with her, because it was the only thing that could get it off. Yep.
Man.
And years later, when I hooked up with another girl who was, again, part French. So draw your own conclusions. And I was driving home, and the one hand was, like, kind of close to my head on the steering wheel. And I was like, oh, God, not again. I knew how to take care of it this time.
Poor Whitney. That's all I'm saying.
Poor Whitney. Exactly. Getting back to Whitney.
No, it is sad, though. It's really sad. I feel bad for her daughter.
Bobby Christina, who looks exactly like Bobby.
Yes.
How big is that effing gap in her teeth?
Yeah, it's pretty big. I just feel bad for her. That's never a fun time.
Well, she's like, what, 18?
Yeah.
And she didn't get Whitney's looks. Not that Whitney was like the best looking thing ever.
No, I think she's getting prettier as she gets older. If you look at pictures from her when she was little.
She looked like a damn black troll doll when she was little. She was disgusting.
Oh, you are so mean.
Well, Whitney is real good looking.
See, I don't think Whitney's that pretty. I would never put her in the top 10 in the looks category.
Pretty. She isn't like, oh, I got to have it.
She was all right. She wasn't totally busted, but her face was not all that.
No, I thought she had great features. They weren't sexy. They're just
maybe
pretty.
It was her hair. She always looked like a mom to me, even back when she was young.
She always had puffy mom hair.
Yeah, and I don't get that.
The Claire Huxtable hair.
Yeah.
It was always very done up. There's nothing casual and sexy about it. Yeah, and she was like 21, 22 in those videos.
Like a 40-year-old.
Yeah, that is true.
Clive Davis failed.
Oh, Clive, that old ghoul. That old piece of... What did he do, really?
Come on, you gotta give him credit. He makes people. He does. He totally does.
But how hard is it to hear Whitney Houston and be like, this is a great voice? He's just in a position of power.
You'd be surprised to how many people get passed on who have good voices.
You mean like me?
Yes.
Like this show?
Actually. Hello, of course like this show. I love that we can laugh at ourselves.
Where's our Clive?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my God. We're close. I can smell it.
Why is this so painful for you?
Because it is. It's something I love.
I actually have a good time. Even when we talk about absolute crap, it's still
No, it's hell funny. On me because it's something I care about and I want to do well. So it's just an hour of nonstop stress.
Well, when you talk about it like it's horrible, people are going to think it's horrible.
Nah, it's like when I say it's a crap episode, everyone's like, oh, it's fine. Of course, that is what you say when someone's doing something and it is bad and you just don't want to, like, dogpile on them.
Yeah.
Do I look fat in this? Oh, you look fine. Huh.
Lies.
Oh, no.
I need to break up with more boys. We'll have good shows.
Oh, that you were a fan of that episode.
That was funny.
I
think he heard it. He deleted me from Skype.
Oh.
Darn.
Oh, no.
Tears. I cried all night. Please.
Oh, no.
You hear the sarcasm in that. Yeah.
I really try not to, like, delete anyone from Facebook or anything.
Oh, I deleted him from Facebook the next day.
Unless there's, like an angry spouse that might put horrible things on my wall.
Yeah, that could be bad. Yeah, no, I deleted him from Facebook immediately. I was like, no.
Oh, no. I try not to flinch. I try to be very zen.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
delete.
Again, that it's gotten so ugly. Where someone's just going to put, like, you know, a picture of a gaped out on your page.
If you're friends with people who would ever do that,
you
need to reevaluate your friends. Seriously.
That's like 50% of my friend base right there, what I just described. So
tell Doug to behave.
Douglas. Good old Doug. He wants to call in. We still don't have phones in here. But he said, like,
I want to meet Doug.
You want Doug in studio?
Doug should come in studio.
I think we can do Doug in studio in a couple weeks.
That's kind of gross.
We can have Doug in studio. We won't do him.
That works. I can have him in the studio?
You can do that. Well, Veronica, thank you for getting me through the hour. The voice held up. I'm happy.
It did.
It's a little rougher, right, by the end?
I think it's okay.
Well.
I think by next week you'll be.
It was okay.
You'll be good. Yeah. Perfect. It was all right. You know.
Folks, you've made it through another episode of Papa's Basement. Good for you. The show's website is inpapasbasement.com. You can find me, John Papa Giorgio, on Twitter at Papa's Basement. We're on Facebook at /Papa's Basement. And until next Saturday at 3 p.m., where you'll hear us live at fcac.org/WEBR, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.